Beyond the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Morena, Troy, how are you?
Great, how are you?
Good. Oh, your microphone's a bit funny. You might just give it a little wiggle.
Have we got...
No.
No.
No, yeah, there we go.
That's it.
Ah, yes.
BFM.
Yeah.
Get
the
your
song's
B cards,
called Work
guys.
It anyway, isn't it?
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Hey, what are we talking about this morning? You've brought us two on vinyl and one to play through the system that
I
will
did.
Also be on vinyl in the real world, I imagine.
Well, in fact, it's on vinyl in the crate here.
Ah, fantastic.
Yes. Okay, so the first one, this one was intended to come out on June 28th, but there was a hold-up. And either the, I think there was a problem with the test pressing, maybe the manufacturing, the artist himself didn't know why there was a hold up.
Okay.
But
it's here now.
Well, it is here now. On First Word Records out of the UK, this is, from Wellington, Mr.
Maeli Manzanza.
Yes.
How frustrating as an artist to not know why, what the hold up is.
Yeah.
Oh, this is cool. So this is the opening track, yes?
Yeah, this one's called Ritual. Now, have you heard his previous couple of records?
I've heard songs off them. I don't think I've ever had a proper listen to them in their entirety. Sorry, Maeli. But I've always liked what I've heard.
Right. Well, the first one was, I guess it was more of a... like a production kind of record.
Okay.
Then the last one, 1.1, was a live record. This one here, he says it's for him, it's been about the composition. He's a drummer, he's the group leader, he's the composer.
Is he a jazz school guy?
I have no idea, but I don't think so, actually. I think his background is that his dad is quite a famous percussionist.
Right.
So he probably learned there rather than went to school.
Mm-hmm. So this is obviously very percussion-driven in many ways.
Turn it up, let's hear. Yeah, I think you can hear that.
Yeah.
Whether it's the composition is informed by the rhythm or whether it's because he's the leader and the way it's mixed and everything brings that to the fore. Either way, I mean, it's still very melodic.
Sounds great. So Maeli's playing the drums.
Yes, he is.
There's also a lot of other people on this record as well.
Yeah, it's not exactly a big band. Well, I mean, it's certainly not a small group, but it's not really a big band. It's more of an ensemble, I suppose, because people come in and out. But you can hear already that there is a lot of people.
Yeah, it's a lush sound, yeah.
Mainly Australians and a couple of New Zealanders in here.
So this album's produced by Ross McHenry.
Who's an Australian, and he usually works with Maeli.
He's also playing the bass on this as well,
yeah.
By the looks of things. And it was recorded by Tom Barnes at Mix Masters Studios in Adelaide.
Whereabouts is that?
Australia.
Oh. The album's called A Love Requited, and the cover with Maeli in profile. I think you're supposed to realise that that's a nod to Coltrane's Love Supreme.
Right.
The profile picture in black and white and A Love Requited. But it's not a suite in the same way A Love Supreme is, although it does, I think it does conceptually hang together. There's a couple of spoken parts on it, which is him and his dad talking about the origin of their surname, Manzanza, which... I think it only goes back to his grandfather.
Oh, really?
And it does mean something to do with rhythms and percussion. His grandfather was also a drummer.
That's very cool. That's a good bit of family lineage going on there, passing the drums down. This is really cool. I really like this. Oh, here we go. Someone's texted in. Yes, Maeli is a Wellington jazz school dude. He attended with my friends.
Oh, okay. So he did go to jazz school.
And then Someone said, but also, same guy, sorry, said, also, of course, he's influenced by his incredibly talented father.
Yeah.
So is this out today? Tomorrow?
Oh, it's out now.
Out now.
It arrived in, and because it was late, it went straight on the shelves.
Nice.
I think a lot of people are going to like this one because it's not, particularly out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that, that even a casual listener who might not really dig into jazz that often could, can get, you know. It's pretty cool.
It's really cool. It's got 7 tracks. So Ritual, which is the one we're listening to, Family Dynamics, Itaru's Phone Booth, then on side B there's Mortality, Big Deal, Madrid and A Love Requited, which is also the name of the album.
Yeah. Funnily enough, the that one is the shortest tune on the record.
Is it? Oh,
yeah,
nice.
The title track is the shortest tune.
How long is this one, Troy?
Oh, 107 minutes long. No, I think this is like 8 minutes. Oh, turn this up. This bit is great.
I don't have headphones as good as you two right now, but it sounds great.
You
still.
Like it?
Yeah.
Tez has got the duct taped headphones at the moment.
Yeah, I like to give the nice ones to Troy when he comes in.
Yeah, because I'm particularly fussy.
But it still sounds great, even through these duct tape numbers.
Those ones look good with the red and yellow ones.
Do they?
So I wouldn't use them, but...
This is also mixed by Maiali.
Yes.
And Ross McHenry and Tom Barnes.
I mean, the dude, apart from just composing the thing, he's like totally in control of,
yeah,
of
totally.
How he wants his work presented. And I think that's... Well, I mean, that's just a mark of a leader, a jazz leader.
Absolutely.
So.
Well, this is really
this
great.
Is cool. So that one's out, and it's just on vinyl.
Just on vinyl,
so on the First Word label.
Better come and get it.
He played in Auckland a couple of weeks ago at the Creative Jazz Club, and I think he's going to be back again in September playing with Mark de Clive Lowe, who also features on the album.
I'm reading the inside slip of this as well. It says, it starts with a poem, which I won't read. I'll leave that for people to come and find. But he said that it was part of an initial attempt to incorporate a narrative element to this album. So that sounds like it might be a bit of a new thing he's thinking about. Nice. This is really nice. So Maiali Manzanza, A Love Requited.
Yep.
Come and grab it now.
Indeed.
All right, should we jump into Mazzy Star, do you reckon?
Is that what you want to do?
I would quite like to jump into Mazzy Star.
Let's do it. Now, there was a time, in fact, I think it was a period of over 15 years that Mazzy Star were on some sort of hiatus. In fact, you just couldn't, you know, you thought, well, they probably split up. It was after their third album, you heard nothing. And then... out of nowhere, and I guess it was 2013 or 14 or something, this record came out, Seasons of Your Day.
I love that record cover.
You do?
Mm.
Gorgeous purple cat, basically. Well, it's a purple light behind a cat.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. Like
the
voice.
It's quite moody, isn't it?
It is.
Well, it ties in with their other record covers. The colouring and the colouring of it looks like So Tonight That I Might See. We're not doing an art analysis here, are we, Rachel?
Hey, it's all art analysis.
This tune here, I think. I mean, I don't know whether this was recorded in bits and pieces over a period of over a decade, or whether they did it all at once. But this here, if you like tried to describe, what does Mazzy Star sound like?
Yep.
And you think of those other records. And you describe it, you're going to be describing something that sounds like this song.
This is very true Mazzy Star sound. You seem to say you'll never go, but when you're with here in my arms. Nice slide there. So this is colour vinyl.
It is that we've just managed to get a hold of the whole catalogue again.
Oh, awesome.
So we've got everything. So all the first three albums, which is what, So Tonight, That I Might See, She Hangs Brightly, Among My Swan, this one, which is entitled Seasons of Your Day, and the Still EP. That's all the Mazzy stuff, and we've got
all
it all
the
back.
Mazzy stuff.
We've tracked it all
we've
down.
Got it all back.
All back, so we've tracked it all down for you.
So you've got it all in Southbound.
Yes, we do. Oh.
It's a very good time to complete your collection.
We were just talking about completing collections with collecting the whole set before, weren't we?
Yeah, we were. My Lizzie Mercier Declou collection, which is not that big, but she hasn't got that many records, so it's kind of feasible to get the full set.
Such a beautiful song.
Isn't it?
I wouldn't have picked you to pick this one off this album.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
It was between this and the one that Bert Jansch plays guitar on.
Which one is that?
It's the second to last one. What's it called?
Second to last one is Spoon, is that
Spoon.
The one?
Spoon. Yeah, Bert Jansch plays on that one.
So there's four sides, so it's a double?
Double LP on purple-coloured vinyl.
Oh, that's cool. Like bright purple?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I went to the Nadia Reid concert at the Lee Sawmill and she did her Mazzy Star cover. It was gorgeous. It's just such a fantastic song, the Fade Into You, of
right.
course, the big one. But I think that's the thing, is Hope Sandoval's got a very eternal kind of voice.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't Mazzy Star play here last year? Or in Australia last year?
In Australia,
yeah.
Yes. And the lights were kept out the whole time.
Oh, yeah. Really?
It's totally Hope. Yeah.
Yeah.
What I really think about her is the reason this one came out on their own label is I think that they were on a major initially, and there was a time where majors thought that they knew everything about everything, mm-hmm. and were like sort of telling a group what to do. You don't tell Hope Sandoval what to do.
No. She's kind of like the 90s version of Stevie Nicks in terms of her tone and her sort of like ethereal vibe. Yeah, totally. But she's quite sassy underneath it all, I think. Maybe.
She's great.
One more to get through.
Do we?
Yeah.
Once.
You should know this, Troy. This is your segment.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So the last one has just come in. This one, wait for it.
Education. Oh, nice.
Already you're hearing the beats of the beat conductor.
Freddie Gibbs and Madlib. Bandana.
Yeah, second album from Freddie Gibbs and Madlib. Follows up from Pinata a few years ago.
So I was looking at the cover of this before and I thought there was a little drawing of Winnie the Pooh, but it's not Winnie the Pooh.
No, that's Quasimodo.
I think he's smoking something.
Yeah, but so is the zebra.
Oh yeah, I didn't notice that.
It's Quasimodo, which I thought was Winnie the Pooh,
well,
is
standing
riding a zebra.
Standing behind the Hollywood sign.
Watching Los Angeles
burn.
And there's a piñata smashed on the ground, which, as you were saying, is probably a reference to the last album.
Ooh, there's some big names on the features.
If you listen now, you're not hearing Freddie Gibbs. Who's that? It's Yasiin Bey, Mos Def.
Is it?
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Oh, so is this the second? This is Education. Right, okay,
this is
I'm
Education.
Get free or stay sick.
And that's it. And education.
Nice.
Peace, permission, and now it kicks into Black Thoughts first. Keeping the consumption conspicuous.
Kids graduating from public schools and prisons. Some of the other tracks also feature Anderson .Paak and Pusha T and Killer Mike.
Yeah.
Some big names on there.
Although, you know, the main thing is the juxtaposition of Freddie Gibbs' sort of street rap and Madlib's weird ass beats. You can hear on this one, I think it's some from a Bollywood soundtrack, what he's used as part of the basis of the tune.
gluttony. Please take heed of who you treat with. Me, Freddie Flock.
Because you're just saying, is that Hindi at the very start of this track?
It was, yeah.
Right.
It says on the front, this album includes a piece of paper.
Have a look, does it?
I don't know. It's your record. I'm feeling like I might just leave. What is this? I feel like it's Christmas.
And it does include a piece of paper.
What's the piece of paper got on it, Tess?
It's an A4 white piece of paper with just all the, like, what do you call this? Acknowledgements?
Credits,
acknowledgements.
Yeah. Okay, so tell us, Mukti theme, written and performed by R.D. Berman, is the sample in this one.
And that's life.
Okay, so there's Black Thought. Move on now to... Wouldn't let the book talk. There he is. Trying to wipe a cut talk. Can't train a hoe, can never put me in a slug walk.
Education. I know what you mean by that sort of contrast. Right back in the bird soon
as they took the cuffs off. I like the back of this record just has really simply at the bottom. Raps, Freddie Gibbs, beats, Madlib. Just
sums it up.
There you go. Used to be peace and nose. Drop a op like pop stinky low. Also says at the bottom it's in memory of Josh the Goon Fadum as well.
Excuse me. Ignorance Troy, but what else does Madlib do? What would I know him off? Anything else?
Mad Villain with MF Doom.
Okay.
You might have known him from The Shades of Blue. He's done stuff with Jay Dilla. He's done stuff.
Does he do any stuff by himself or nah?
Yeah, loads.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Loads. And as Quasimodo and as all these made up jazz groups where he plays everything. Yesterday's new quintet and stuff like that.
I love it when bands just make up a group just to be like, yeah, I just want to do something different, so I'm just going to invent a whole other group for me to be.
It's much cooler when it's just Madlib who does
like
everything.
Having, projects, just different projects.
Yeah.
Wicked. Is that the end of this one? No.
Education.
Oh, that's scary.
So this tune, of course, if you manage to hear any of the lyrics with us talking over it, it's drawing a line between education and the prison industrial complex in terms of African-American, generally African-American young men. It's setting it up. So it says that the kind of structure of schooling conditions and leads a particular group of society into prison. And why is it important to keep people in prison? It's all about money.
And that's not, those themes aren't different to something like Mathematics by Mos Def.
Exactly, but you know what?
It's a really massive theme for his raps.
These things should be said because they keep on happening. Mm. You know,
because when did that come out? That came out.
That was ages ago.
Yeah.
Well, Mos Def has been Yasiin Bey for ages.
I was going to say he hasn't done a Mos Def thing for over a decade.
Mos Def.
Depends how you speak.
Yeah, that came out ages ago, and now it's sort of the same. He's back again, saying the same thing.
Good.
Very good.
So Freddie Gibbs and Madlib, Bandana is the name of the LP. The one we heard had Yasiin Bey and Black Thought, but most of it is just the gruff as hell Freddie Gibbs over Madlib's excellent beats.
Raps, Freddie Gibbs, beats, Madlib.
And this album includes a piece of paper, as it says on the sticker on
I love
the front.
That. Right, remind us of the other two quickly. You've also got Mazzy Star.
Yep, we played something from Seasons of Your Day, but of course we have the whole Mazzy Star catalogue back in on vinyl. And we started off with the greats.
My Ellie Manzanza.
Yes.
Is this all out today? All
with
these?
The love
requisite. Well, it's all on the shelf now, yeah.
Yeah, wow, there you go. Sometimes that's not the case on a Thursday.
Sometimes it isn't because we're doing like release day is always Friday worldwide. But these things...
All on the shelf.
All on the
so
shelf.
So Russian already. Today. I feel like I can say that with confidence today.
Russian? Can you say it in Russian, please?
Oh, my goodness.
This is the
thank
end.
Thank you very much, Troy. This is the end.
Okay,
thank you. Troy. We'll see you next week.
See you at the shop.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.